justified by faith, we have, what's those next three words? Peace with God. At peace with God. Now, how do you get to that place where you have peace with God? Well, you just join the social club and you'll have peace with God. Is that right? And you join Osage Baptist Church and that'll give you peace with God. Is that right? It's not right. I'll tell you, when you get Jesus Christ, God's Son, in your heart as personal Savior, it brings you to a place, and it brings me to a place with peace with God. And the only way that you and I will see heaven is being at peace with God. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through everything in the world, our Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, that peace came about through Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2 and verse 14, He, Jesus, is our peace. He's our peace. He is our peace. It is not that, well, we've started being pretty good guys, and so now we have peace with God. No. Jesus is our peace. He's it. He's everything. He's not one of the ways. He's the only way. And church, it's about time we stood up and said that. Number three, we have a standing in grace. Grace is undeserved favor. You see, my account has been settled in Christ. There is no score. Did you get that? My account has been settled in Christ. Romans, the 6th chapter. If I am crucified with Christ, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Is that Romans 6? Chuck, have I got the right chapter? Nevertheless I live, yet it's not I that live, but Christ that liveth in me. So when was I crucified? I thought that when someone was crucified, they didn't live any longer. Is that true? When Jesus died on the cross, He was crucified. He died. Is that not the truth? He died on the cross. So Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. So when did I die? You see, when I look in the mirror, I'm still alive. So when did I die? When was I crucified with Christ? Well, Paul tells us in Romans that my old man was crucified with Christ. My old man was crucified with Christ. And without that, you see, none of the gospel makes any sense without that. We talk about people being changed. Folks can make some kind of social change, but it will not save their soul. When Christ comes into a man's heart, He changes him. He is forever changed. Verse 2 says that we also have access. The tense of this verb indicates that this is a standing, permanent possession. It's always, I always have access. Is that good news? I always have access. I can remember in raising my kids that there were some times that they didn't want to talk to me. I remember a little family flare-up that we had once, and I went into my orbit routine where I exploded in midair and threw debris all over everybody that was around me, and give my kids as teenagers, the one of them in front of her boyfriend, a lecture and sent him to the house. Gave them a lecture and told them to get in their car and go to the house. Well, they avoided me for a few days. And I discovered later the reason they were avoiding me was because they were real mad at me, and they floorboarded at home and got a ticket on the way, and they were keeping that to themselves. There never was a time they didn't have access because I was their daddy. And I want to tell you folks, when I do that, that dishonors God, I still have access. When I sin, I still have access. When I don't live up to what He's called me to do, I still have access. Why? Why? Jesus gives me access. That's what the scripture said. Jesus gives me access. I have access because of Jesus. Not because Lenny has something special about him. Because Jesus has something special about him. We have access. And it's permanent. It's a permanent possession. And then he talks about us rejoicing in that. It means to boast when we rejoice. This is a confident rejoicing, triumphant. And then he mentions this word hope. And that word literally means a happy certainty. It's not, well, I hope this happens. No, it's a certainty here. There is a hope here. Tribulation produces perseverance. This word tribulation literally means stress, pressure. We do all that we can to avoid it, but it's still there. If you're living, you got stress. Maybe some of it we create on our own. We need, verse 3, we need tribulation because it produces. What is that next word that the King James uses there? Perseverance. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that word perseverance mean? Is what? Staying with the stuff. Thank you. Staying in the race. Staying with it. He gives it to us to stay with it. He allows these things in our life to stay in the race. Stay with it. Stay with it. You see, what I need most in my walk with the Lord is endurance to stay in the race. Now, God has given us proof of his intention to complete his work in us. Look at verse 4 and verse 5. And patience, experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. There's a work going on in us by the Holy Spirit. Turn over to Philippians, the first chapter. Look at verse 6. Paul said, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will give up on you when you fail. He that hath begun a good work in you, if you don't satisfy him, he will lay you to the side. Is that what that says? Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. When God saved my soul, he had a plan for my life. Guess what? He had one for yours too. And this is what I think is taking place. God just wind me up and turned me loose and said, I hope you get on the right track, Lanny. No. I am like a piece of clay on a potter's wheel. And that potter's wheel is turning, and the Lord has wet his hands, and he's molding this piece of pottery into that he wants it to be. And every once in a while, well, a lot of the time, old Lanny messes up what is going on by his own conniving. And the Lord flops that piece of pottery back down on that and squishes it together, and he starts again. Here we go. Here we go. Lanny, if you would hold still, this process would be less painful. But because you won't hold still and let me do my work in your life, I'm going to put pressure here and pressure here until you mold into that I want you to be. Because I have a plan for you, Lanny. And I'm going to carry it out until Jesus comes again. I'm going to just keep working on you and molding you until Jesus comes. Verse 5 says that God didn't give out his love to us in a little spring or a little trickle of water down. He said that he poured it out in our hearts. Verses 6 through verse 8 is a description of God's love toward us. Verse 6 says, Christ died for